Lametes Vav Oimer Bohu Vahabrochis Vikol Rom. When a person says Bohu and he says the Brochis, he has to say them loud so that the Tziva should be able to hear and say Amen. Vahim Belachesh Toya. Someone who says it quietly that the Tziva cannot hear them, he is a Toya. Together with Lachesh, and Mishabu explains is that you don't have 10 people that are listening to him because this is a Dov Shabbat Kedushin. You should have 10 people listening. Same thing, someone saying Kaddish has to make sure he says loud enough to have 10 people listening to him. Continues the Mechaba, those that say that there are 10 people cannot hear his bracha, he has to say it over again. He says the Ramaka day, those that say that if 10 people didn't hear it, you have to say it over again. The Shabbos says that it's mashma that the opinion that says you have to say it over again is only going on Bochu, because Bochu specifically said to the Tzibur that you should say the Bochu after me. But by the Brochus, the Bir Satoya Shabbochu Bonu, but the effort, if he said it quietly, it's not ma'akiv. The Mice, it's a whole big discussion whether it is ma'akiv or not, and the Mice is suffic Brochus, so you don't say it over, but a person should be very careful to say the Brochus loud enough that 10 people could hear it. Says the Ramo, if the tzibur did not hear the mevorach say bochu, even though they heard the chazan who did hear him answer and say bochu shem mevorach, lo yano imoy. Now there was one a person answers on a bochu only if he hears the chazan saying bochu, that you should be mevorach, and then they reply with that. Al oinim omen al divrei chazan, but they can't say omen on the words of the chazan.